Today, Body and Mind would like to introduce you to Deborah Prosser. Deborah is an outstanding and dynamic individual with a true passion for health and well-being, and I know this personally. She has some incredible knowledge, and today we are going to chat to her about how she's reached this point and what she is doing to change lives. Welcome, Deborah.
Thank you, Taryn.
So, thank Deborah, please tell us a little bit about yourself and how you started this journey.
Okay, my journey really began from a very young age. I was very fortunate to spend most of my youth in a farming environment. And from there, I learned the value of all of life and how it all works together, from the land, the plant life, insects, bugs, all of those things, and how that really is so important in our well-being. And it's not just physical well-being, it's also our mental and emotional well-being. So for me, value of the land, of the earth, has played a very vital role throughout my life. And if I ever sort of get stressed, and my go-to point is going back to nature. So that has been a very important part in this process. My whole, if we look at how I've got to where I am now today, there have been many people along the way that have supported me and given me incredible strength to develop my interest in health and well-being. So through the years, from a young age, I got very involved in spiritual growth, from about the age of 13, 14. So that was my holding place of just what is our connection here on our planet. And then from there, as far as our physical well-being, and I didn't really come into this world with a strong constitution. So for me, I've had to work really, really hard at my health. And when I say work hard, I've had to learn to understand how the physical body works. So I'm highly stressed. I developed ME, and with a very weakened immune system as well as digestive system, that's really prompted me from very, very young, probably from about 16, 17, to take cognizance of what I put into my body. And of course, as we're growing up, we waver from those places. You know, we will get back into sort of society ways and that, and realizing that not all of that is very conducive to our what we put into our bodies and what we get out of our bodies. So very much my early life has played a very, very significant role in the choices that I make now. You know, obviously through my life, but also as an adult, about what I put into my body, what my environment constitutes, and all of those aspects have, and my deep, deep care for the earth has helped me to develop my own path in my life, where it has come to health and well-being. And those are the principles that I try and impart to my clients when they come to me for their nutritional advice and guidance. So I would say that's been very significant.
Sounds like you've had a really interesting journey, Deborah. So thank you very much for sharing it with us. So you've created this beautiful urban eco space. Please tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, so this space really came from years of being, like I've said, with interest in health and well-being, and through doing many, many workshops and detox retreats and sharing information with clients and doing detox programs with people, it really showed me that we don't have a point of reference. So when I stand up and give these talks, it's wonderful to share the knowledge and information, but most people don't have a frame of reference from it. You know, they have their lives and their lifestyles. And so when you start saying, you know, these are the things that you need to introduce, it was like, well, what does it really look like? So it was always my dream, probably for about the last 12 years, was to create a space and environment where we could have examples of these principles being lived. So it's not just a fad. It's something that we live by. Mm-hmm. And I guess I've met Matthew 3 years ago, and consequently we got married. And on his parents' property, we have created that space. And it's very exciting. It's been a lot of hard work in the 3 years to develop it, because when we first started here, it was literally a clean slate. So everything we've done it's been a learning curve as well as a preparation for where we stand now to share the information with others.
Wow, that sounds like a really beautiful space and something that is very natural and wholesome to the body. So that leads me on to the next question. You're also involved with making ferments and gut health products. Why are these ferments so important?
Well, I use myself as my own example because, like I said earlier, I've had a shocking digestive system my whole life. And until probably about 2002, I just couldn't carry on any longer in the way that I was going. So I got very involved in detoxing and detoxing and colonics and all of that. And even with all of those, I still felt like that my body wasn't able to reboot itself. And then I was very fortunate, it must have been about 10 years ago, I managed to get a kefir starter kit. And that was the yoga kefir. And I noticed how good I felt. And then as I grew in my knowledge and awareness and being more computer literate, which I wasn't in those early years, found so much information about how the value of fermented foods and beverages were in our diets. And from my own personal experience, and I've probably been doing this now probably for about 7-8 years, deeply with fermented foods, just my whole well-being, my whole internal gut flora, which they call the microbiome, just started to regenerate itself. So from leading a life of always being very foggy, you know, just not having enough energy, all of that, I just found that the more my digestive health improved with the qualities of these foods, I just noticed that all of those symptoms just started to go away and I became more regular in my bowel habits and just generally feeling well all around. So, and that was when I started. In fact, actually Sprouted was developed even before the fermented foods came in, because Sprouted actually was my platform to share this information because it was so valuable. You know, people just couldn't understand natural health and well-being. And because, when we look at the world of health, it's so big and so confusing. And so I've tried to bring it down to very basic principles that we could put into our daily lifestyle, and it had value. And then, so that started that in 2010, I finally started Sprout in 2011. And then as those changes came about, and then I introduced the fermented foods and beverages, and I've seen how it has changed my life. It's changed so many other people's lives. Mm-hmm. Even if it is just about creating an awareness of how important our physical well-being is.
Mm.
But the value goes so much further than that. And if you look at cultures throughout the world who have very wholesome existences all have fermented food and beverages as part of their consumption, their daily consumption.
Mm-hmm.
So that's in Western lifestyles that don't, and we sit with all the problems, you know.
Yeah. Deborah, you sound like you have so much knowledge and I'm keen to learn more from you. So do you offer courses in teaching people how to make these products or how to change their lifestyles?
So what we'll do is from August, as we're just busy finishing off the last bits and pieces, we've just extended our kitchen so that we'll have places for people to come in and they can either come and stay here and learn. We'll run retreats. We'll do workshops. We're going to do garden walks and sharing information. Mm-hmm. And so from our place, we'll have a lot of opportunities for people to experience those type of things. And I think the value of also being able to stay in the environment is that you feel what it is like to have this type of lifestyle around you. And then it takes the whole sort of weirdness. Most people say, but it's really weird to eat like you do and all of that. It takes that all out. It's actually just very natural. This is, we all wake up and we live and we just have different principles of how we put them into practice. So yeah. Yes, we'll be opening the place up fully in August to really initiating all those workshops again, which have been on hold while we've been working to get the place into a really good working space.
That sounds very exciting, and I wish you the best of luck for that. Now, your venue is called Rest and Digest. Can anybody come along to see you? Who's the typical type of person that should actually come and visit your place?
I think people who are wanting to make a holistic lifestyle change and who are serious about it, I find that would be, you know, and maybe not even serious about it. Maybe you're just inquiring and you just want to see and experience what it is about, so that the principles and the concepts, you know, are more easily able to put into a visual experience. So from that perspective, as far as the center goes, it would be people who are very interested in what living holistically, naturally can look like. And then also I consult, and Matthew, my husband, he does as well, you know, on basic lifestyle changes and looking at dietary aspects. Just looking at, I would say we would be like the beginner, you can start looking at how to start a lifestyle of creativity in your life.
Sure.
And then also we have, you know, we at the center, and I do the colonic irrigation therapy, I do the reflexology, you know, so we've got all of those added aspects that can help give somebody a really nice overview of their health and well-being, where they're at right now. And then how do we map it out to make it a doable journey?
Yeah, that's right. Because doing all these ferments and working with sprouts and all of that, it sounds quite daunting because people live such hectic lives. We just want to come home, quickly warm up food in the microwave, sit in front of the TV, have a half an hour break and sleep, you know, changing this mindset it seems quite simple. So thank you. Thank you very much for this advice. I really appreciate it, Deborah.
Thank you.
Now, I'm definitely going to be contacting you privately because I'm keen to learn more. So how can our listeners contact you?
I think the best is through email. There's Deborah at Rest and Digest. Deborah at Rest and Digest at co.za. Just pop me an email and then I can just reply then. I'm normally consulting during the day, so I often can't get to the phone. So that would be a good way to contact me.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for your time today, Deborah. I know you're a very busy lady, but please keep up the inspiration, and I'm looking forward to chatting to you again soon.
Lovely, Taryn. Thank you very much for your time too.